Well, hello guys, now the temperature's gone up a bit. It's almost 3 degrees. At least it's sunny. Well, as you can see in the picture here, you have a kind of a mama bear having a bit of a tete-a-tete. Now, I remember walking around in the forest in Canada a lot, and hunting in there as well. And the one thing we was always wary about was either bobcats or bears. Oh yeah, and skunks, but that was for a different reason. And of course, the worst scenario would be you're walking in the forest and you come between the cubs and a mama bear. Now, a mama bear will protect her cubs even if she dies. And you know, men can respect that because that's commitment. Men, as femmes, are actually the breeders in society and the mothers. Do femmes have the same commitment? You know, it's kind of funny you think about it, because femmes have been having babies and being mothers for well over 200,000 years. But to a lot of femmes today, it doesn't seem to come, well, very naturally. Of course, there are a great many good mothers out there. But then there's the other ones that seem to be more popular. You know, the ones that use their children as levers, pawns, meal tickets. And they try to stop the father after a split-up or a divorce from seeing his own children. Is that really being a good mother? Or is it just spitefulness, hatefulness, and not thinking about the children, but only of herself? And a lot of modern femmes of today don't want to have children, but yet they still want the entitlement as the breeders. And it seems that they have lost the ability to actually care anymore about anything except themselves. Maybe that's why they're going crazy everywhere, because the most calm and happy femmes I've ever seen have a family, have children. It kind of seems that feminism has destroyed the family unit, but it's also destroyed femmes' happiness too. Think about it. You ever met a happy modern femon today? But it's just a little thought of mine. Take it easy now.